Linda Sims on WGH Talk. Today is October the 5th of 2022. These days are just smoking by. They really are.
Is that what you call it, smoking?
Smoking by, yes, absolutely. Like a puff of smoke, right? They go by so fast.
Yeah.
Time is just really
like amazing. A motorcycle.
Yes, like
poof.
A motorcycle. Wow. Poof. Okay, this is the second hour, like I said just a second ago. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download a free app called TuneIn and search on any electronic device, iPhone, cell phones, laptops, or computers. You can download that app called TuneIn. And you can also search WWGH. Okay. Now, there are also other radio talk show programs in that list. Okay. Now, you can also call in during this live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would like to be a part of our conversation here. Now, I could hear myself really, really well. Can't right now. So, hopefully you can hear me out there. Okay.
Yeah?
Can you hear me? Your headphones?
Oh, they're over there.
Okay.
Say something.
Hello? I need to share with you a thought for today.
It's coming through.
And it's titled, Good Feelings. And it goes like this. For others are like ointments. Good feelings for others are like ointments that heal wounds and reestablish friendship and relationships. Good feelings are generated in the mind. They are transmitted through your attitude and are reflected in your eyes and smile. Have you ever heard the saying, when you look into someone's eyes, you're looking into their soul? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah. Well, that's what Jesus said.
I knew I heard it from somewhere, so that is in the Bible. You're
saying. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Smiling opens the heart, and a glance can make miracles happen. So keep smiling out there, everybody.
Haven't you ever seen somebody, like even on maybe something you're watching on TV or the internet, and you see the audience out there, and there's somebody that has these evil-looking eyes. Have you ever seen that? They look like they're possessed or something. Well, there is something wrong, usually.
Okay. And they show it that way.
Yeah, their eyes show it.
Right. Because they're not smiling. They're unhappy.
Yeah.
They're discontent. So keep smiling. The miracle could be the smile.
Their eyes are just evil looking.
Right, your smile can make someone else smile. It can become contagious, so keep smiling. Turn the attitude of other people.
Make sure you brush your teeth first.
Yes, absolutely. Don't forget that. Right. Okay. Now, let me share with you those who faithfully support the Voice of the People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist. This is for the people that were not on our last broadcast. Chappie's is located at 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. This will take place October the 15th. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please take advantage of this announcement and share with others. Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner, Cheryl Lee, location, LaRue, Ohio. Phone there, 740-262-0939. This announcement I would like to share. League of Women Voters will be having Meet the Candidate Night at Harding High School. The day is Tuesday, October the 11th, and the time is from 7 to 8 p.m. So if you don't know who's running or why they're running or what they stand for, this is an opportunity for you to meet the candidates. So mark your calendars, Tuesday, October the 11th. Now, our thought for today is good feelings, and we will probably come back to that. But we will also be Bible studies in Isaiah chapter 30. We will begin at chapter 1 through 5. Now, the title of this Bible study is Where to Turn. Where do you turn to? Who do you turn to? Okay? So, Jeff, you have Isaiah ready for us?
You want me to read some?
Yes. Jeff Porter, author of Expressions of the Last Days. He will be Bible studying with me today.
Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel but not of me, and that cover with a covering but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, that walk to go down to into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of the Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt be your confusion. For the princes were at Zoan, and his ambassadors came to Hanes. They were all ashamed of a people that could not profit them, nor be a help nor a profit, but a shame and also a reproach. The burden of the beasts of the south into the land of trouble and anguish from whence come the old, young and old, the lion, the viper, and fiery serpent. They will carry their riches upon the shoulders of young asses, and their treasures upon the bunches of camels, to a people that shall not profit them.
Okay, so give us a backdrop of that, what you just read.
What do I think it means?
Yes.
It is saying that, you know, turn to me and don't. And when God talks about Egypt, you know, of course the children of Israel were delivered out of the slavery of Egypt. And that is compared in the New Testament from us leaving the world and stepping into grace, the New Testament. Any man in Christ is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. So, he's saying, you know, step out of Egypt, step out of the world, and step onto his new territory for you. And that is what grace is. In other words, God, you know, he can say, it doesn't matter how serious your sins are. It doesn't, you know, if you've committed a crime, it doesn't matter how serious it is. But because of grace, God shows us love, compassion, mercy, but especially forgiveness. And he does that through the cross. And you come to him and you ask for forgiveness, and he forgives you no matter how serious it is, and turns your scarlet sins into white as a sheet and erases all your sins so that you can be born again here in this world and enter into the kingdom of God in the next. And that is what is available to all of us. It doesn't matter if you say, well, I'm not a criminal. Well, it doesn't matter. You know, if you've, a lot of times pastors will say, raise your hand if you've never told a lie. Mm-hmm. Or you walk into the YMCA locker room and there's a pair of swimming shorts laying there, just laying there, nobody seems to claim it. You take them, stick it in your bag or whatever, and you say, well, that really, you know, we don't know if that's stealing or not. Well, it's best to leave it alone if you don't know. And I'm sure all of us has taken something that didn't belong to us at some time or other. And that's a sin. And if that one sin would keep you out of heaven. So you have to have it erased by the blood of Christ. And he's talking to people in the Old Testament here, and he's saying, you can't trust in the chariots of Egypt. You can't trust in the shadow of the Pharaoh. because he doesn't have any power to forgive your sins. All he has is a bunch of chariots to keep other countries from taking them over. But, you know, we tend to go along with whatever we can see right in front of us, you know. In other words, I think medicine is a great thing in our day. They've overcome a lot of problems. They've even cured leprosy.
And still do. I mean, yeah. Medicine is still prevalent and most needed in our society today.
But that doesn't mean that we throw God out.
No, it doesn't.
And depend totally on medicine, because people still die in hospitals.
Yes, they do.
They still die at home. They got cancer, and they die.
Right.
Because the medical people are not able to stop it.
True.
So we have to depend on God, you know.
There you go. That was...
And that's basically what and that's really what the Bible is all about, really, is depending
right.
on Christ rather than the world, rather than Egypt.
Right. This says, where to turn. Everyone in high school admired Jack's easygoing attitude and athletic skill. He was happiest in midair above a half-piped ramp, one hand holding his skateboard, the other stretched out for balance. Jack decided to follow Jesus after he started attending a local church. Up to that point, he endured significant family struggles and had used drugs to medicate the pain.
Mm.
For a while after his conversion, things seemed to be going well for him, but years later, he started using drugs again. Now, this is like when you read Isaiah 1 through 5, and you have also stated and elaborated on the fact that Israel was putting their trust in the wrong things and the wrong people.
A lot of times, you know, when they were delivered from Egypt, from the slavery of Egypt, they got halfway out there in the desert and they didn't think God was going to feed them. Anything. And a lot of them said, well, we got to turn back to Egypt. At least we could eat back there. And God says, you got to trust me. You got to wait on me.
And I find that so profound that we're there, because even though we want to go back sometimes because we thought that things were better.
Yeah.
When people were in rule, or maybe our situation was better, maybe we had more money in our pocket, you know, maybe we didn't have a lot of issues that we have now. We can remember when our health was better and
yeah.
We were Johnny on the spot, we were on our feet, we was leaping bounds and running around, riding our motorcycles, doing Papa Willies, and you know,
when we were younger.
Yeah, but it's so easy to go back. I wish this would happen again, or I wish this person was in power, or I wish I could have redo what I did wrong. You know, just do my life over. Let me start over again. But unless you renew your mind and decide that I'm going to go with today, and I'm going to be a better person today, this day is where I'm going to start. Because what happened with this guy, Jack, he was doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a while, he was converted. He started going to a church, and he was converted, right?
Yep.
Because he had significant family struggles, and he had used drugs to medicate his pain. So, but after a while, just like the Israelites, after a while,
yep,
things start getting bad again. And what did he do? He turned back to things that seemed to be going well for him. After years later, he started using his drugs again.
See, God is trying to teach us to face our problems and to ask him to heal our problems. Like when I had post-traumatic stress, it lasted 25 years. But it's gone now.
Right.
He finally intervened and delivered me from it.
Right.
I don't have a trace of it now. Same thing with smoking. I smoked for that amount of time.
Right.
And I woke up one morning and I had no desire to smoke anymore.
Amen.
But you have to wait on God. See,
yes,
he's teaching us patience. He's teaching us to have faith, which we're definitely going to need in the very last of the last days.
Oh, we need it now.
Yeah.
But we have to stay there. We can't get tired of going the right way.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what happened to Jack. He got tired of going the right way. And
yeah.
He went, his mind went back, just like ours do sometimes, and the Israelites do. Well, I can remember back in Egypt, you know.
Yes.
When Pharaoh, we ate the garlic and the leeks, like that was a
yeah.
That was a great menu, right?
Yeah.
They wanted to go back to those things, you know, when Pharaoh was ahead and he was taking care of everything. But they were slaves.
Yeah, that's the problem.
They wanted to be slaves again.
And so that's what happens to us as we are slaves in the world. We don't have any outside source to help us. You know, we've rejected God. And then there comes a day when that slavery becomes unbearable.
And it says, without the proper intervention and ongoing treatment, he eventually died of an overdose.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have left this world because they went back.
Yeah. I remember a preacher saying that he had taken a guy in that had come to Christ, and he was a drug dealer. And he came to Christ and gave all that up, and then years later, he was dealing again because he wanted the money. And this preacher found out that he was using church transportation to transport drugs and managed to put a stop to that. But he said, if I'd have got caught, you know, if the police would have found out, he would have been to prison too, you know, probably. That'd be so unfair. But some denominations teach once saved, always saved, eternal security. That's something I don't believe in. So I believe that if you continue in sin and continue in sin, you can lose your salvation.
Your lampstand can be removed.
Yeah. And that's terrible.
Yeah. Yes, it
your
is.
Second condition is worse than the first.
Yes, yes. And it's just sad to think that. And I mean, it's happened to me before that I thought it was better.
Yeah, you know, I think everybody backslides at some time or other, you know.
It would have been better if I had a state. It would have been better if I had done this, or it would have been better if I had done that, you know. And you reevaluate where you was, and you think, well, if I change this and I change that and go back, and maybe it would be different. But it doesn't always work out that way.
Well, I couldn't really do that because when I had post-traumatic stress, there was no answer for it in the world. All they did is just give you a bunch of drugs. You know, I needed a God thing to happen. So I stuck with God because I really didn't have any choice, you know.
Right, and that's what we all need. We need a God thing.
Same thing here with congestive heart failure and type 2 diabetes. If I give up on God to heal those things, then today's medicine cannot heal congestive heart failure. They can give you a heart transplant. My case, they can't do surgery. First, I don't know why, but there's something about my heart condition, whereas they can't do surgery, and I'm glad.
Right.
I'd rather wait on God, let him heal it, than have them in there cutting around with their scalpels and stuff if I can help it, you know. I thought about a heart transplant at one time. I even talked to that hospital in Dayton, is it? Cleveland? It's a pretty much focuses on heart problems. And they said that my heart problem wasn't bad enough to do a transplant. See, I just wanted to get rid of the problem.
Right.
And they said, but most people only live a couple years after a transplant, but there's some that live on for a long time afterwards.
Yes, I know one person in particular.
But you have to take a ton of drugs.
Probably had that maybe 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those pacemakers, people live on a long time.
Sometimes
I think they had to put batteries in it. I've heard that before, too. I'm like, what? Really? Yeah. So what happened to Jack was when he began to face difficulty, and this is not just for Jack. This is for all of us people. When we face difficulties, then we tend to go backwards, thinking that it was better.
We don't like difficulties.
Right, we don't like difficulties.
But God uses difficulties to mature us.
Yes, He does. Yes, He does.
And to teach us and make us stronger and tougher.
Right.
You know, and it's hard, though. It's so hard to go through that. But if you make it to the other side, you're in much better condition.
And, you know, when you think about the Israelites, it must have been really hard out there in the desert. It must have been really hard because for them to think about Pharaoh being...
Going back to slavery.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, but, you know, it says that God predicted that that would be disastrous for them. But He continued to care for them, although they made the wrong choice. And God does that for us.
Yeah.
He continues to take care of us, bless us, right?
Yeah.
No matter where we are in life.
Yeah.
And that's the grace of God. Because He didn't, if it wasn't for the grace of God and God putting His word out there that He would never leave us nor forsake us and that He would give us the power and the strength to do what is right, where would we be?
Well, there wouldn't be any believers left. Wouldn't be anybody following Him because all of us are messed up.
And that was God's heart. The Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, He will rise up to show you compassion. Now, Jeff, that's in Isaiah, I think, 18 and 19.
And therefore will the Lord wait, that He may be gracious unto you, and therefore will be exalted, that He may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are they that wait for Him. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry, when He shall hear it, and He will answer thee. I think the problem that people have is that sometimes it seems like the Lord just takes so long, you know, to intervene. When you have a sickness or something, or you have a problem in your family, it just takes Him forever to fix that problem. But you have to leave it up to the Lord. You have to wait on Him. And that's what's hard. You know, because that difficulty just seems to go on and on and on. But you know in your heart that He's gonna fix it.
Right.
But it just takes a long time.
Right. And the wrong thing to do is to look to other sources.
Yes.
For your help. That's the wrong thing to do.
And some people go so far as looking into the occult for a problem. Satan might even provide a temporary answer for some sickness that you have, you know. He can heal you, but I don't think it'll last, you know. So, turning to the occult's about the last thing you want to do. Turning to drugs, not a good thing. So, we've got to just trust the Lord.
I remember the story in, I think it's in Chronicles, about King Asa, A-S-A.
Yeah.
And he was a believer in God, and he would tell God, you know, you can help those who have no might. I know that you are a mighty God, but when he got sick, he put his trust in the physician, and not God, and he lost his life because of that.
Yeah.
So we have to be careful where we put our trust.
Now we got to realize that, you know, this lifetime we only have one shot. You can't just give up. You know, you give up on God, and he says he. You're not going to fail at whatever God has called you to. You're not going to fail unless you quit. You know? Because any mistakes you made, he can fix that as long as you still have trust in him. You know? We make a lot of mistakes. And some of them big, some of them small, but we still got to trust the Lord to fix all of the consequences of that mistake you made.
That's true. That's true. And he also says, put not your trust in princes.
Yeah.
Presidents. Whoever's in authority.
Yeah, that's
God
true.
Says, trust me.
They have a tendency to make a mess of things.
Yes. The government is on his shoulders. Isaiah 9 and 6. Can you get that real quick, Jeff?
Isaiah what?
9. Chapter 9.
Oh. I thought you said 96.
9 and 6.
For unto us is a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Prince of Peace! Yay! And you know what's another good thing? The government is on his shoulders.
Yeah.
Not our shoulders.
Well, they can't really, you know, they can solve some problems. But most of them are, most problems in this world is beyond them, really.
Every problem, I think, is beyond them, except they get counsel from men of God. And that used to be a thing. There used to be assigned to a president, a clergyman. You know, just mm-hmm. like when you go in a hospital and you're really sick, they have a altar there, or what do you call those things?
What?
You know, where, when you're sick, people will, where there's a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
When you can't, when a person feels like they're not a chapel.
Oh, even okay.
Hospitals have chapels.
Yeah.
And, ministers that a family can depend on, and or go speak to my loved one
yes.
who is sick, and they're really not having any hope, and you know, they'll go pray for them and things like that. And then you have clergymen coming from the outside that do make rounds, like our
yeah.
friend Annette does, and pray for people in the hospital. So there has to be a way for Christians.
She came around when I was in there.
Yes, absolutely. The times I were in there, she came around. But we need that.
Yes.
And see, that's what it said when it talked about without the proper intervention. Well, a person can't intervene on your behalf if you don't feel free to share what you're going through.
Yeah.
People can help you if you share with them
yeah.
what you're going through. Maybe they can pray for you. Maybe they can encourage you and uplift you up out of where you are. You know, if it's about you going back to something that you need to really stay away from, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe I can give you some insight on that, you know.
Whatever. Well, you know, that's really bad. Some of the things that they came out of, drugs and occult and mafia or stealing, crime, whatever, you know. Gosh, go back to that?
No.
Oh,
no.
That would be horrible.
Anything I think we want to go back to is a bad idea.
Yeah, and it's worse when you go back.
There you go.
You know.
There you go. It would be worse
mm-hmm.
than it was. You know, and no matter what it is, let us move forward with God. He does not want us to hurt ourselves with habits and that create bondage. Who wants to be in bondage all over again?
Mm.
Certain substances and actions tempt us with a quick sense of relief. But God wants to provide authentic healing as we walk closely with Him.
Well, you know, people who are like atheists and stuff, they think it's ridiculous that we believe in a God that you can't see, can't measure, you know, with instruments or anything, that you just have faith. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So they think that if you're taking a step of faith, you know, you're just walking off the side of a cliff. You know, but God, for instance, when I was an atheist, He can change your thoughts about that.
Right.
He can show you the reality of God's existence out
right.
there. And after I got saved, I thought, how could I have thought there's no God? Look out there when you go driving down the road out in the country. The corn, the trees, the birds, and all that. You going to tell me all of that evolved from nothing? No. That's ridiculous. You have more faith in nothingness than you do in God. You know.
There you go.
You know, you got to have faith in something.
What we put our faith in.
Yeah.
It's temporary.
Right.
God says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will last forever.
That's right.
Why would we put our trust in temporary things?
Yeah.
And trying to go backwards. I remember when the Lord told me I had to leave Georgia when I lived there. And I started thinking about some things I had missed or thought I missed from living here.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually heard Him say, get out of that rearview mirror.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
stop
know,
looking into the past.
He actually said that.
Yeah.
I heard the voice. small, still small voice said, get out of that rearview mirror. Because I was in the mirror just thinking. My rearview mirror in the car. Wow.
I have a friend that,
right?
He was into rock music, and he was in bands, different bands. And then he got saved. And he quit them, and then after a while, he went back to them. Because he thought that's where his happiness was. And, you know, the problem is that when we get saved, and especially after we get to hopefully get the outpouring of baptism of the Holy Spirit, that does not cushion you or exempt you from problems.
True.
And, but if you go back into the world, what do you got? You still got problems.
Still got problems.
You know. He'd come to me and tell me all these problems he was having with various women. And he was drinking again, smoking pot. And I said, what are you doing going back into the world after you got saved? How is that going to help you?
Right.
You found out that it's not helping you.
No.
Got pulled over by the police, got charged with possession of marijuana, lost his license for a while. I said, how is that helping you? You know, never seems to learn his lessons, though. But,
and people want to know, how can I not go back? What do I need to do to stay forward in Christ?
Well, for one thing, we need to renew our minds.
And only way you can do that is
through the Word.
Through the Word. Praying.
Prayer.
God's Word, yes.
I can't read as much as I used to because my eyes start burning and my mind starts wandering. So I use a lot of audio. I use audio Bibles. And stuff. And sometimes I'll get out a commentary. I've got a couple of commentaries that I really like. If there's something I don't understand, they usually give me some insight. But just think back to the primitive church. When they first started, they didn't have nothing. They didn't have no Bible. They went by what Paul told them. You know. So, they'd have commentaries laying around all over the place. And Bibles on every desk. You know, and every table, got Bibles laying around. So we're very blessed in this day and age, even though there's more crime, there's more dishonesty, there's more rebellion against the gospel, there's also great blessings of knowledge and outpourings of the Spirit. You know, I remember the pastor one time saying that, you know, it's easy to get saved right now. You could, you know, we have this beautiful environment. We've got padded pews and all these beautiful lights and everything. And you can go up and people put their arms around you while you're praying. There may come a day when you don't have any of that.
True.
You know.
True.
Maybe gone from that. So do it now while we've got all those blessings. You know, that'd be a great time to confess the Lord Jesus and ask Him to come into your heart. God, you're going to have problems. In the world, you shall have tribulation.
Yes.
Jesus said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Yes.
Sometime or other, He's going to deliver you from those problems. You know.
So true.
Sometimes when I start feeling sorry for myself, I hear other people talk about what kind of problems they have, and I thought, man, I ain't got no problems compared to that guy.
Well, you always run into someone that's worse off than you
are.
Or better.
Yeah.
Often you are.
But you look over across the street there and you sometimes wonder now, that guy's got this beautiful lawnmower. He's got a beautiful new van for transportation. He's got a really good job, you know, at Honda and stuff. He's making $25 an hour, you know.
Or 50.
Yeah, or he's an executive or something.
Right, right.
You know, and I'm sitting here struggling with my $1,900 a month retirement, you know.
But that's better than none at all.
Oh, it is. It's much better, you know. And I never would have survived. If I hadn't retired, I would have had to anyways because I had a heart attack.
Right.
You know,
right.
So they won't let you drive the bus if you've got congestive heart failure or diabetes.
Right.
You know, they just can't let you do that. So God's timing was in there too.
Mm-hmm.
His timing is as important as His will is. If He puts His will on you and says, you're going to be doing this in the future, but nothing has happened for a long time, that doesn't mean that thing ain't going to happen.
True.
just means that it's in his timing.
In his timing.
You need some encouragement. He gives you encouragement along the way. Don't worry. It's going to happen. Don't worry. But even though you make it to Canaan, you know, even though, you know, we have to go through fighting the fight over here of Jericho and all these other cities, you know, he still gives you victory.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Because, like Isaiah 30 and 18 says, the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up and show you compassion.
Yes.
This is God's attitude toward us.
If you wait on him.
Yes. Even when we choose to look elsewhere to numb our pain, he wants to help us. He doesn't want us to hurt ourselves with habits that create bondage.
Yes.
And see, this is where the Israelites were at. They were willing to go back into bondage.
Yeah.
And those things that captivate us and hold us in one place, they become strongholds in our life. And we are victims of bondage.
Yes.
But Christ has come to set us free. And whom Christ has set free is free indeed.
Yes.
We're free. So let us stop looking at what is behind us and let us go forward with Christ today.
Absolutely. If we're free, then we can help others.
Because God wants to provide authentic healing as we walk closely with him. And and it says, walk closely with him.
Yes.
Not far away. Let's walk closely.
I'm so glad I don't smoke anymore.
Amen. I'm glad I don't do a lot of things I used to do.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus, for delivering me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Even wrong thinking.
Yeah.
That's bad. Wrong thinking, you know.
I'm still working on that one.
I think we all... Well, we have not arrived yet. We're
like
still...
Like I said, Joyce Meyer's The Battlefield of the Mind.
Right.
It's helped me a lot.
Yes.
Because when you first start battling to get control of your mind, it's hard.
Yes, it is.
Because your mind is cluttered with all this junk all the time. And as you start renewing your mind through the Word of God, you start winning that battle.
Yes.
You know. And it's best to have control of your own mind.
You better.
Not to have it running around like a racetrack accident or something, you know.
And people
train
have to,
wreck.
Right. And people have to understand that you can control your mind. You can control what you think.
You don't just let it run amok.
Right. You have to stop it.
But even as a Christian, your mind can be so messed up.
Yes, yes.
And even if you get it under control, it can go back.
Oh, yeah.
Because you get lazy, you know, and don't renew your mind, then it starts getting corrupted again.
How can you tell the difference between your thoughts and Satan's thoughts? Because, you know, he is the prince of the power of the air, and he can send you suggestions to do bad things.
Kidding.
How do you tell the difference between the two?
You can call from the sidelines.
Yes. How do you know the difference? Was that my thoughts or was that the devil's thoughts? How do you know the difference?
Well, as a Christian, you should know the Word of God well enough to know that what he's suggesting is against God. It's
right.
Against his commandments. If you want to go that way, you can go that way. But it'll bring some difficulties into your life. And then you have to untangle yourself from them. And we go through that all the time, you know.
Right.
It's not easy to fight off those temptations. You have to renew your mind in order to do that. You don't have the strength in yourself, you know.
Why is it important to recognize God's grace in times of failure?
Well, what else are you going to do? I mean, you know, we have to have God's forgiveness and his understanding in order to overcome some horrible problem. You know, like, you have the temptation, like, when you're in a hospital and you're in a lot of pain, you want to blame God, you know. You want to get on God's case. So why am I going through all this pain?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just make it go away? You know, because what it was like, for instance, I heard him talking on a Christian talk show where they had employees that the guy is very faithful to God. He, you know, he did everything right. And then all of a sudden, one day, his son died.
Wow. You know?
And that would be very hard. And he turned his back on God because of that. And because you can't explain it, you know, he can say that, well, God allowed that to happen. Well, you have to look at it this way. You know, our life is like a parade. And God can see, he can back off up here and see the beginning and the end of that parade. And that your son might have turned into an atheist. He might have never have gotten saved. You know, he might have become an alcoholic or a drug addict. Maybe God was, you know, relieving him of that future problem. It's hard to say why God takes a life. But if he does it, then there's some wisdom in it, you know. But we don't like that. We don't like to lose our loved ones.
No, we don't.
We're all going to pass that way someday.
Yes.
We're all going to lose our life someday, so it's best to prepare for it now.
Right, and I think it's important to recognize God's grace in times of failure is because sometimes we can go too far down the wrong lane of life and find it hard to get back and maybe not get back to where you need to be. Like you said, maybe you stay so long, your lampstand can be removed. Just like in Romans, the first book of Romans, it talks about being turned to a reprobate mind because just have your mind set on something that you really want to do no matter what God says or what people of God say. And people of God should be telling you the truth, should be leading you the right way. And the Word of God is the way, the truth, and the life. The only way to God and to heaven.
I know there are many times I would have fallen away from the gospel had it not been for God's encouragement.
Amen.
And that is His grace.
That is His grace.
You know, like this morning, I'm going to go to church this morning, but I think this is the last time I'm going to church.
Right.
Because I've had enough of this.
Right.
And then you get to church and God starts using that church experience to lift you up.
Lift you up.
Lift up your heart. And you know, you didn't even realize that what you needed was some encouragement from the Lord to know He's there.
Right.
He cares about you. He loves you. He's going to give you strength to go on.
Right.
You know.
That's true. That's so true.
When you're
That's
in the so wilderness, true. It seems like nothing's happening. You know, but He's doing things behind the scenes to prepare you and the world for what He wants to do.
That's true. That's true. You know,
we have to have patience and walk with Him.
Yes. Yes, we do. And you have to realize that He cares about you. He loves you. I mean, He died. He gave up the whole world just for one person, just for you personally, you know. And I think about that He would love me so much and care so much about me, even the smallest things that run through my mind, if I lay them at His feet, He even changes those little things.
Yeah.
You know, to work for my good, you know. So I think it's very important to recognize God's grace in times of failure, because you can always say, He says, at their cry, God will have mercy.
Yes.
He will say, if you say, Lord, just help me. I can't find my way out of this. I need your help. And He will answer that cry. He is faithful. God is faithful. He will not leave you. He just will not leave you.
I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Absolutely. And that's Hebrews 13.
You don't have any friends like that.
No. No, you don't. No, you don't.
If things get bad enough, they're going to go.
Right. Right.
And they don't want any to deal with that trouble over there.
Yes, absolutely.
You know.
God will have mercy. How do I grow? Go to church and to Sunday school. Read your Bibles and pray. Obey the Word of God. And W means to witness. Share with other people what God has done for you, how He has delivered you, how He has been faithful to you, how He's never left you nor forsaken you. No matter where you have been or where you are right now, God is still with you. This is how you grow. And it's a decision that we all have to make. A lot of people say, well, I don't have to go to church, you know, to change or for God to help me or to give me His grace. No, you do not have to. But that way you are in a setting of other baptized believers in Christ Jesus. And a lot of times this is how we gain our strength from other believers. We pray for one another. You know, what they don't have to be in your face to pray for you.
Well, you know, when they have these events like Trunk or Treat, or they have like a free chili buyout or whatever, you know, and you go there, and they're, most of the time these activities are free, you can fellowship with people. and talk to them. A lot of times, you know, in church, you're just sitting there. Don't really, may not have the opportunity to talk to somebody. But if you go to, like, small Bible studies and to some of these events, you know, lunches, stuff like that, you're sitting there talking to people, and you find out that they have, a lot of times, had the same problems that you do. And it always helps to know that somebody else is experiencing the same troubles that you are.
Right.
You know,
that's so true.
And to pray with people, you know. Let them pray for you.
Hold on. Hello, Paula.
Go ahead. Hello?
Hello. Did you have a question?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
All righty. So, let me share this prayer with everyone. How can you better mirror your faithfulness in your relationship with Christ? By looking to Him, the author and finisher of your faith, and sharing His goodness with other people. And it helps keep us in contact with God because we're leaning and depending a little bit more on Him. And this is a prayer. Dear God, please set me free from sinful patterns. Help me to turn to You when I am tempted to find relief in something else or someone else. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That was a very powerful prayer, because that is the type of life that we live. It's about going backwards.
If God solves unsolvable problems in our life,
yes,
as we continue to go through that, our faith gets stronger.
Yes, it does.
And that's why He puts barriers in front of us, stuff that we have to jump over, this barrier and that. We didn't think that being a Christian would be like that. You know, a lot of people think that becoming a Christian is just an intellectual decision, and it's not.
It's one of the
whole life is involved in.
Yes, it's one of the most important decisions you'll ever make in your life.
It is the most important decision. Where are you going to spend eternity?
Right.
I think that's important.
We're out of time. Thank you for listening. Yes, to A Voice of a People in our Bible study, Expressions of the Last Days with Jeff Porter and Linda Sims here live.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP.